L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt with you. You can join the conversation on our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai, online at wilsoncountyhyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Again, I am live at Floyd Stadium, MTSU football getting ready for a new season. A big thanks to Athletic Director Chris Massaro for joining us in the last segment. We're going to be joined shortly by MTSU defensive back Jackson Lowe. Nick, I thought the comments about his role on the College Football Playoff Committee were really interesting, about just wanting to make sure they get it right. He's watching, he said, 25 to 30 football games a week, which, I mean, I guess you have to in a 12-team playoff. There's so many teams involved that you have to be able to be knowledgeable about. But, man, I'm sure that is a grueling few weeks for them, month and a half, where they've got to watch pretty much every snap of any team that is remotely involved in this conversation to make sure that they're making the right decisions.
Yeah, it's tough because if you're an athletic director, you also have your normal day-to-day duties as an athletic director at that, you know, respective college. It's almost like if you're a student, you get all your tough classes out of the way in the spring. And if you're a football player, you kind of take the easier classes during the football season, so you kind of even things out. But for an athletic director, no. There's always going to be difficult opportunities and jobs that you have to complete while doing the College Football Committee. I thought it was very telling, though, when he said, you know, leave your bias at the door, and some of the votes, they're not always so much of a landslide.
Right, and yeah, he said he had to get a whole new wardrobe. I thought that was funny. He can't wear the MTSU gear into the committee room. And he's right, though. It's so tough in these situations. For years, the thought process was, well, four's not enough because there's more than four teams that are national championship contenders. But the more you go, it doesn't make it any easier. The 13th team is always going to think that they deserve to be in. The 16th, the 17th team, the 21st team, whatever it ends up being, they're always going to think that they deserve to be in. So it's a tough decision, and we're excited to see what the future of the College Football Playoff looks like. We are now thrilled to be joined live here at Floyd Stadium by sophomore defensive back Jackson Lowe. Jackson, thanks so much for joining us.
How y'all doing? Thank you for having me.
Doing great. Look great at practice today. What's the excitement level as you guys gear up for a new season?
Man, I'm ecstatic. You know, I'm ecstatic for this new team, new season, and I'm just, you know, football's here. It's football season.
Right.
You know, it's been a long time coming, a lot of hard work being put in, and, you know, it's time to beat up on somebody else than yourselves. You know,
does it get a little bit challenging every day being out here against the same guys? Just you know, you're still 3 weeks away. Just want to go hit somebody else in a different color uniform than you.
Yeah, it gets a little repetitive sometimes. You know, like day one through three, like, yeah, you hyped up, and it's now 6, 7, 8, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, I'm tired of seeing the same faces. I need new faces, but it's still good work, still good competition every day.
Jackson Lowe is with us here on Next Man Up. Jackson, obviously you're a hometown kid, Brentwood, Tennessee, went to school at Brentwood High School. What is your defensive back coach, Michael Kane, served for you getting to the next level?
Well, Coach Kane, you know, he was a very smart defensive guy. He taught me all the IQ I could ever know that translated so well to, you know, the college level. So he was very smart, taught me down and distance, different defensive calls and coverages that really prepared me to go into college as a young freshman last 2 years, and then play more in my redshirt freshman year. So I credit all my IQ coming into college from him.
And what's it been like under a defensive-minded head coach like Derek Mason? What's it been like for you learning under a quality style coach like that?
I mean, it's great. Like, he taught me so many new details that I never knew about the game going in. You know, Coach Kane probably taught me the broadness, and then Coach Mason's taught me the fine details, you know, different field zones and field areas, what to expect, how to predict the play before it comes. So stuff like that, like the fine tune, little things that people don't really notice when they're watching off screen, but, you know, in the midst of it, the little stuff, the little things.
We're talking to sophomore defensive back here at MTSU, Jackson Lowe. Jackson, you get to play on the same defense as your brother. What's that like to have your family member in the same defensive backfield?
It's a dream come true, you know, from playing in high school with them. And I was the younger one, so I was always like, I got to play up. So playing in high school, you know, playing in college is just a blessing from God, you know, to be able to play with my older brother, seeing him out there. It's kind of weird. Sometimes I don't notice, but when I find him, I'm like, oh, yeah, we about to turn up the low bros, the low brothers. So, yeah.
Getting to play a lot last year as a redshirt freshman, how much do you think that experience has helped you grow, playing young as a college freshman?
Yeah, I feel like it made me mature quicker, way faster. You know, starting Wisconsin, game two was a big moment for me. You know, stepping into big shoes, a big moment. But, you know, getting the butterflies out the way last year has really made me more mature and more ready and more solid in who I am as a player coming in this year. So now the stuff I used to hesitate last year is no more hesitation. It's time to go hit something.
Yeah, Jackson, when you look at this upcoming schedule for your team this year, what game kind of sticks out, I guess, most for you?
I would say Kansas. You know, last year our star receiver, Najee Cox, left, transferred over there, went against them every day in practice. So, you know, I'm most ready for that matchup. So I want that the most.
And then what in this upcoming season, what for you is something you've really kind of honed in on to kind of perfect the craft?
I just feel like I honed in on my press. You know, Coach Bielu's a great coach, DB coach, you know, tell me different techniques. But honing on my press technique, because, you know, technique is the difference. We're all athletic out here. We all can run, all can jump. But technique is the difference maker in, you know, high athletic and high competition games. So my technique and my press.
I'm seeing on your bio here that you also ran track and wrestled in high school over at Brentwood. Do you think those skills that you learned from those two sports specifically really translate to playing DB at the college level?
Yeah, track, obviously, for speed. You got to have a speed to play DB. But wrestling is different because, you know, some DBs don't want to tackle, but not me over here. You know, come to the edge. I'm going to lay the wood, you know, block destruction. Don't try to block me. I'm going to throw you out the club. And then I'm pretty heavy-handed. So in the press, man, I'm going to put my hands on you. So wrestling made me tougher. Track made me faster.
I love it. And I've also got to ask, your aunt, Cece Winans, 18-time Grammy winner as a gospel singer. Is it hereditary? Do you have a great singing voice as well?
No, I sang on Father's Day. But, you know, don't look up Bethel Outreach Church Father's Day because you're going to find me. I don't want people to know about that. I just got a little bit. I got like 2%. 2% singing ability, but besides that, 98%
is
football.
Hey, 2% of 18 Grammys is almost one of your own. It's close, yeah.
It's
so
close.
You're getting close there. Last one for you here, Jackson. Just what should fans be excited about with this year's version of the Blue Raiders? Obviously, just a 3-win season last year, but a lot of excitement and a lot of potential for this year's version.
Well, you're just going to see a hungry team ready to get after it, ready to prove themselves from last 2 years, two seasons, and just ready to be more physical, more aggressive, and win games. We're coming out here to win games, not to play around anymore, not to start out slow. We're going to start out fast. So come out, show out September 5th.
Jackson, thanks so much for taking some time and wishing you the best of luck this season.
Appreciate y'all. Thank
we
you.
We will take a quick break. We'll wrap up the second hour of the show after this. Next man up here on 102.5 The Game.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.